United.
This is the fried chicken place?
Yeah.
Good. Do you guys do any meals, like large family size meals?
Sure.
We're going to have a basketball contest here for the urban youth.
Okay.
And we're thinking they probably would go for fried chicken.
Okay.
Okay, so
like
what's...
How many pieces?
Like, what units do they come in, the spaces?
Give me 1 second, okay?
How many spaces do you have?
Hello?
Yes, hi. How many spaces do you have, sir?
How many what?
How many are in the spaces?
What spaces?
The chicken spaces. How many go in the chicken spaces, the biggest chicken spaces?
35 pieces.
35 spaces?
No, 35 pieces. I don't know what you say with
pieces. It's the spaces. How many spaces chicken? They eat you spaces chicken.
Space of chicken?
The spaces of chicken, sir. How many are the spaces in the spaces? How many come in the spaces?
I don't understand your question, sir.
What is the biggest chicken spaces meal you have?
That's the 35 piece. That's what I'm telling you. We have a 35 piece.
But you're saying piece, I'm saying spaces.
Spaces?
What English do you speak, sir?
I speak English, but I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Maybe do you speak American or English?
Yeah, I speak English.
Okay, so how many spaces come in that thing you're saying? How many is the spaces?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm asking how many is the spaces?
How many is the spaces? What do you mean, how many is the spaces?
The chicken meal spaces. There's spaces inside. You know, you eat the spaces out of the spaces. How many out of the spaces are coming in?
No, we don't do that kind of stuff, man. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing as spaces in chicken.
You
cut chicken by the piece.
That's what I'm saying, is spaces.
We call them pieces, man. We don't call them spaces.
How many chicken spaces come in the thing?
You tell me how many you want, and I'll tell you the price.
And
I don't know how many you want.
I said it first, and then you people take the phone to someone else, and then all of a sudden, no, the same question again, and the same question
okay,
again.
Okay, I'm the first person you spoke to. Tell me how many pieces you want.
I said
you're doing it for a basketball team, right?
How many
people on the team, and how many pieces of chicken you want, and I'll tell you.
You're a mean person. You told me the number of spaces, and I said how many was the spaces, and you never answered me again.
How about you shut the fuck up?
That's... Yes, hello. Is this the chicken place?
Yes.
United Fried Chicken. Good. I was hoping that I could speak to a manager, please, if I could.
Manager's not available at this time. May I take a message?
What is your position within that nice fried chicken shack that you call there? United Fried Chicken.
I'm a worker here.
You're the worker man? You're a worker?
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Do you fry chicken there also?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who did I talk to earlier over there that said the F word? He said the F word to me. I called about an hour ago. This man, he said the F word. He said, fuck you, fucking asshole.
Well, that's because there's some sort of misunderstanding. I don't know what you call the spaces.
Yeah.
But we are not familiar with this word in here in this chicken. So
Did I talk to you also, young man?
Yeah, you did.
And what is your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry?
What is your name, young man?
My name is John.
John, you've been working there for a long time. Is this normal that people get treated like this on the phone machine?
Well, actually, if it gets quite difficult, then we don't have the time because we are, as you know, you might know, we're busy with customers, so we can't take a lot of time on the phone.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't a good sir, a young man. I wasn't meaning to take time. It's just the fact that I was trying to make an order, and there's a language problem between what you call spaces, and then I asked the concierge here, and he said it means pieces. That's what I was supposed to say.
We're not familiar with this word spaces here. That's what I was trying to clarify, that it's how many pieces did you want, because
okay.
We sell the chicken individually, pieces, as a chicken thigh, a drumstick, a chicken wing, a chicken breast. That would be the pieces, and then, you know, they're numbered as far as 9 piece, 10 piece, 15 piece, 20 piece.
But can you understand where there was a miscommunication? And but was it really?
I can totally understand that.
But is it really necessary that he called me the bad words?
I'm sorry?
Do you maybe understand that he should not have called me such bad, nasty bad, nasty words.
I'm sorry for that. All it was misunderstanding. That's what I was trying to clarify it in the first place. What you told me is if I speak English, American English, or English. That's what you would actually said to
but
me.
But I was a little upset too.
Exactly. I mean, what happens is if we don't listen to each other, that misunderstanding can go into a direction.
It doesn't work out. It doesn't work out for anybody.
We were saying pieces, and you kept on saying spaces, and I don't know. I've never heard this word spaces used for chicken. Not in the East Coast. I have not. So.
Well, I'm from
a different.
I need you to listen to something for me, please.
Okay.
All right. I want you to listen to this, and I want you to tell me if you think this is the correct thing they should have.
Question again.
I'm the first person you spoke to. Tell me how many pieces you won. You said you're doing it for a basketball team, right? How many people on the team, and how many pieces of chicken you won, and I'll tell you.
You mean person. You told me the number of spaces, and I said how many was the spaces, and you never answered me.
How about you shut the fuck up?
Did you hear what he said to me? He said, "How about you shut the F up?"
Well, I'm telling you, sir, that it was a misunderstanding and that we were kind of busy at that time and we were not getting anywhere with the spaces and pieces. So that's what I apologize for what he said, but then again, there's not much we can do.
Sir, I have something to say to you.
Okay.
My name is Jack Valente and I'm with Dateline NBC News.
Okay.
And we're doing a special on bad places that treat the customers bad when they order food on the phone and then do stuff on purpose to the food.
Do things on purpose to the food?
You're live on NBC Radio right now on 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6
What, man? You know what? This has to be something else you got to do. I mean...
We're doing a secret investigation on allegations of people being rude here in the city of Philadelphia. On the phone,
let me
needlessly.
Tell you something. Philadelphia is rude in itself. I mean, not just the businesses, the whole Philadelphia is
sir,
rude.
Do you understand?
There's not one person that appreciates Philadelphia outside of Philadelphia.
Listen, sir, I want you to understand something, that the truth is that this is the city of brotherly love, and we're here to reclaim it. And people like you can go back to whatever country they came from. And not be coming here to treat people bad, to good American people. You should be humble to us and not treat us like this.
Listen to me. Why don't you go get a life, okay?
You know
that. You got nothing else to say. Why don't you go get a life? Goodbye.